Each year, volunteers fan out over the region to get a one-night count of people without shelter. This year, they counted 4,500 people sleeping outside in King County. That's a 19% increase over last year. The increase was even higher on the east side. Jude Mercer and Dusty Udris are friends. Mercer says they've never stayed up all night to count homeless people before.
You know, I feel like I get to live in my house up, you know, in the suburbs, and for the most part, I don't see them.
There are a few homeless people they recognize, though, from driving around Bellevue. What if they see one of those people?
I'm not sure how I feel about that. You know, I might run into the guy we see out in front of the supermarket, and then what do you do, right? Like, I know where he goes at night.
Mercer and Udris teamed up with a big group of volunteers at a church in Bellevue. It's one of many gathering sites like this in King County. Leader Leslie Miller tells people some of the ground rules for the one-night count.
So number one, please stay quiet. Voices carry in the quiet at nighttime more, so if you could speak softly so you do not frighten people or wake people up, that would be great.
We split up into little caravans, two cars per group. It turns out counting homeless people on the east side of Lake Washington means lots of driving around. We circle through vast shopping center parking lots and park-and-ride lots. Dan Hubble drives one car, Jude Mercer drives the other. From time to time, they bring their cars together and talk through the open windows.
I think we have to go back out and then go back into the parking lot here, right? This parking lot doesn't go through.
No, it doesn't go through. So you have to go here and then make a right up at the corner.
Under bright streetlights, the parked cars in these lots all look the same at first. But then we see the signs. Steamed up windows on this January night. Sometimes you see a slumped body in the passenger seat, or a foot or a blanket pressed against the window.
But this car here, clearly, it looks like there's been some breathing, I guess, happening in there. So
we mark it down, but not everybody is so easy to find, so we get out of the car.
So we're gonna just take a little jaunt down this trail here.
At dead ends, behind teriyaki restaurants, and under the east side's spiraling off-ramps, Dusty Udris pokes her flashlight around. She's upset because there's one man in particular she wants to find, a man that she and Jude Mercer have seen around.
But I've seen him early in the morning, I've seen him at rush hour in the evening. He's really old, it's really sad.
Like how old?
Well, he looks 80. He's got a long white beard, and he carries a big stick with, like, water bottles.
We've been in this spot too long. It's time to go, but Dusty keeps searching for this man. Then in some bushes on the side of the road, she spies a small green tent. It's made out of tarps and some kind of wood material. It's about the size and shape of a coffin. She thinks it's her guy.
Just on the side of, like, the freeway sort of area, just out in the open.
How does it make you feel to see, you know, somebody living in that kind of a situation?
Really sad. Makes me want to cry. You know, I feel terrible. People have no family or no resources. No help.
Back at the church, the volunteers tally up their numbers. Mercer and Udris scarf down a breakfast of French toast and eggs provided by the church, and they think about what they saw.
I didn't expect it to be so hard. That you're driving around and there's so many more places that I know, you know, people could be, and we had to work so hard to find the little nooks and crannies.
Udris is glad she found the old man she was looking for.
I really wanted him to be counted because he deserves to be counted. It's a person. I don't know, and I see him all the time.
At the end of the night, these volunteers faxed their numbers to One Night Count headquarters at the Compass Center in Seattle. Those numbers will be joined by other tallies from the county's shelters and transitional housing. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.